You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. You are now tuned in to the Roto Experts.
This is the Roto Experts! Back together for the first time this week! Alongside the fantasy executive Corey Parson, the king Scott Angle, and Wall Street Matt Modica, I am Greg Sussman. Gentlemen, how's it going? What's up, Corey?
Good morning.
Oh boy, this is not going off to a good start.
Good morning, Greg.
Good morning, Corey.
How you doing?
I'm doing okay, man. How are you?
I'm tired.
Sorry to hear that.
There's nothing I can do about it either.
Sorry to hear that.
I got to just keep grinding through it. To bring the people the fantasy analysis they need to win their championship.
Sure.
I care about them. I don't think they care about me.
You don't think so?
And what happened the minute you walked in the door today?
This guy started with me.
He started with you.
I wasn't even in here 30 seconds.
It's not nice.
Not even 10 seconds. I wasn't even in here. And Scott started with me.
I'm sorry.
Mr. Sussman, I don't know if I can take too much more of this.
You got to have no choice. You get paid for it. King, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good. How you
not
doing? Good to see you, Greg. Good to have everybody back here together. The team is together. The four-man tag team is together. We'll help you get ready for waivers, et cetera. We're ready on Roto Experts this morning. Check out Jake Seeley's sleepers for Week 8.
There you go. Wall Street, after a one-day vacation, you, sir, are back.
Yeah, I'm feeling strong. It's very festive in here. This kind of reminds me of, like, this must be look like Scott's bedroom looks like.
How you change cobwebs? Got all the Halloween decorations.
It looks great in here. Happy to be back. I want to explain the L I took on Terrell Pryor.
You explain prophecy. It.
Yeah, no, I think it needs a little breakdown.
Oh, see,
I heard some of it yesterday.
He's listening to the show yesterday.
Back, on my drive back to the city.
Yes.
I listened to most of Roto Experts.
Thank you.
And, I enjoyed it, too. It's a lot funnier when you're part of the show and you're listening and you pick up on certain little things.
Yes, but, of course.
I think we need to go into that just a little, just a couple of minutes.
All right, well, you know. Evidently, our analysis, gentlemen, wasn't good enough for Matt yesterday, so he needs to come back into the
Well, I'm telling the people, I was one of the people that really liked Pryor coming in.
Yes, you were.
So I want
to
come take
we
the L.
Fair enough.
It's only fair.
So on the show today, we're going to go over some of the waiver wire bids from last night. Trying to prepare you for those that have waiver wires tonight. A couple of interesting bids, I thought, from what I saw in my league. So we're going to go over that. Also, I took a look. We are now through week 7, which means we are over halfway through the regular fantasy football season. And there's some interesting stuff in the numbers of just the points of where people stand. And, like, we talk about players, and Scott, I thought, did a really nice job yesterday talking about, like, just cutting bait on crappy players, kind of knowing who they are at this point. And there's certain players that I don't know if we're talking as much about or noticing just how good or just how bad they are. So coming up next hour, we'll take a look at that, and that will lead to some either or with some players now that we know just how good or truly how bad they are. So we're going to do that over the next 3 hours here on the Roto Experts. So stick around. Roto Experts continues right after this.
Are you new to Daily Fantasy? Are you a veteran? Either way, you can better your chances of winning money, and lots of it, by going to DailyRoto.com. Multiple people have become millionaires thanks to the guys at Daily Roto. Why not take advice from the experts? You can become a millionaire too. Just go to DailyRoto.com to rock Daily Fantasy Sports.
Fantasy Sports Radio Network, live here with you. I want to get into the waiver wire, but, you know, Matt came here and wanted to stomp his feet about Terrell Pryor.
Yeah, so, no, look, I'm very transparent. You know, I put my drafts out there on Twitter, my players and stuff. And look, Pryor has been a bust. He has been doc-moded. Josh Doctson took him, took that spot from him. But, I mean, one of the things that's interesting, going into Week 7, he had a bye. He had more points than Amari Cooper. Sammy Watkins had more points than Amari Cooper. My only point I bring this up is, I have no problem with you cutting people, but you just got to remember that 1 week could change everything. Everybody was freaking out about Amari Cooper. And the problem is here, too, it wasn't last year that, you know, the second half he fell off a cliff and stuff. He did get banged up towards the end of the season, but he still put up some nice numbers. He was on a horrible team with horrible quarterbacks, so he's got to get some credit for that. The thing is, the Washington Redskins, as Corey stated on Monday, once a team changes offensive coordinators, everything's different. And if you look at their passing game this year, with no DeSean Jackson,
Garcon.
Garcon. DeSean Jackson changes everything, is what he does for that vertical passing game. The tight ends and Chris Thompson have more receiving yards than all the wide receivers put together. So there's no vertical passing game. It's a different kind of offense. Mm-hmm. You could say he's going to the open man, which is true, but that vertical passing game is not there. And I think what really hurt Pryor was early on in the season, he dropped some key passes. Opening day versus the Eagles was wide open in the end zone, and that kind of trend. I'm fine with you cutting him. Personally, I'm going to hold on. He's got Dallas this week. Unless there's something else out there that's so much better, yeah, that's fine. You need if you can get Jalen Rashard and you had to cut him for that, I understand.
Yeah, Josh Doctson is available in a lot of leagues, so I'd easily cut Pryor for Doctson right now. A lot of good points made here on Fantasy Football Frenzy 2 yesterday. Like Jake was saying, you know, this is a more disciplined offense than he was playing with in Cleveland as well. You make a good point about the drops. It may have hurt his confidence. You know, Corey was saying, you know, this guy doesn't have a good background as a wide receiver either. Greg was saying about how he didn't play as well down the stretch. And I think it all adds up to the fact that, you know, the guy is just like, after 7 weeks, I don't think there's any reason to hold on to him. He could have one big game, but then I'd be very concerned that he'd go back in the tank for another 4 weeks after that.
That's very, you know,
yeah,
that's very possible. But all I'm trying to say is, after week six, people were talking about cutting Amari Cooper.
Well, this was a pivotal week for Amari Cooper. If he didn't do it, I would have never said cut him because the talent is too great. Whereas I don't believe Terrell Pryor is that anywhere nearly as talented wide receiver. But it was a pivotal week for Cooper because if he didn't do it, you were going to have to pin him to the bench. It's like you were waiting for that, and eventually it was going to happen because the talent is great and because he's 23 and he has so much upside. It's different with Pryor because he's like, and you know this, but I'm just saying it to the audience, but like, you know, he's a converted wide receiver. It was a very impressive year, I think after 7 weeks.
I get the converted wide receiver thing, but I think the passing game for the Redskins is completely different.
It is. They use a tight end so much now.
It's not that vertical game. That's one of the things.
Yeah. Credit to Kirk
Cousins. But regardless, all things said, it's an L.
Credit to Kirk Cousins, though, Matt, though, for making the adjustments.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, look, they're making the adjustments. It's a more high percentage pass. And look, Chris Thompson has been electric.
Yes.
Yeah, and I think the difference between Terrell Pryor and Amari Cooper, which you kind of compared before, one guy played 30 snaps on one day. The other guy continued, despite his struggles, played every snap.
Oh, yeah, look, and one other quick thing. Everybody's going crazy over Carson Wentz.
Yeah.
I wound up getting him in a couple of leagues. I was not the big guy on Carson Wentz. Shout out to Scott. He was pumping him up in the preseason as one of those guys that could do that. Mm-hmm. But I do want to say, Alex Smith has one less fantasy point than Carson Wentz. One less total touchdown. 4 fewer interceptions. In fact, he's thrown 0 on the season. He has 127 more yards passing. He has an NFL best completion percentage, mm-hmm. an NFL best yards per attempt, and an NFL best adjusted yards per attempt, and finally, a top 120 quarterback rating.
Yeah, I did my rest of the season ranks on rotoexperts.com. They're up this morning. I have Wentz at 6, and I have Smith at 9.
There you go. Yeah. All right. So there you go.
Thank you.
No problem. Quarter. How do you feel about all of that?
I think some good points were made. Changing the offense definitely was something that we didn't take into account when it comes to our analysis in the preseason on these wide receivers. Kind of looked past it because McVay is the Gruden guy and Gruden is still there. So kind of looked like it was going to be the same thing. But We see that it's not been status quo with a lot of these teams after they change after their changing coordinator. And I still look at the fact that Washington got him for a song. Cleveland went to Kenny Britt over him. I just don't think the guy is the guy's a quarterback.
Sure. Yeah, I get it. All right, let's hit the waiver wire, guys, from last night, which I thought was really interesting. So I get it wasn't a big week.
Today is Wednesday, right, Mr. Sussman?
Today's Wednesday.
Okay.
I people have waiver wires around Tuesday night.
Oh, no, I just wanted to make sure I didn't miss it.
You didn't miss your waiver wire, no.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So
I didn't do it yet.
That's fine.
And I would have missed out on some players that I had put bids in on.
Okay. I'm dying to know if you're going Jared Cook or
Sammy Watkins.
That's the question I want to know.
I might do it again, Greg.
we're going to talk about Jared Cook a little bit, so get
He's
excited for
doing
that.
Better than you think.
Well, don't ruin my segment.
Okay, please. Sorry. Sorry, Mr. Sussman.
Thank you. I'm taking a look at some of the waiver wires that yesterday, and I thought that Jalen Richard ultimately be the big piece, right? The big prize. And we had said yesterday, guys, we're trying to give people some numbers. I know, Scott, you and I were kind of good with that 17 number in PPR leagues. Corey was a little bit higher than you and I. So I didn't really need Jalen Richard for this week. I have my running backs this week. I'm not starting him this week. But if I got him, you know, who knows? It would be nice to have, basically. So I put up an $11 bid in on Jalen Richard.
How much did you have left?
That's a great question. How much did I have left? I had $52 left. So we were saying $50 yesterday, $17 and $50.
Yeah.
I had 52. So I was right there. I was right along the lines. So if I put $11 on Jalen Richard, thought it was a fine bid. You know, I'm happy to get him at that price. If I don't get him, I don't get him. I didn't wind up getting Jalen Richard. How much do you think he went for?
I'm going to say $39.
$39. Corey.
$31.
You know what? I'm going to say 17.
He went for 13. $11 was my bid. He went for 13. After me, there's only one other bid on Jalen Richard for zero.
Yeah, that's a little odd in my opinion. I think he's the most talented running back on this team. And even when Marshawn Lynch comes back, it's obviously Marshawn Lynch has that defined role. But I think we're going to see this week, it's actually a good thing for the Raiders. Having this combination, and like we talk about with the backfield, it's not. Look, there's very few guys that own the entire backfield, and as long as you get the touches, that's all you need. If they both get 15 touches each, I think it's gonna be very profitable.
You know what was just as surprising to me, Scott? DeAndre Washington. So I didn't bother with DeAndre Washington because I knew I wasn't gonna start him. Marshawn Lynch comes back, so I wasn't messing with DeAndre Washington. How much do you think DeAndre Washington went for?
Before I answer, I got Washington in my regular waiver run because it's going to come down to him and Marlon Mack with Todd Gurley on a bye. But I would say Washington, if Richard went for 11, I'm going to say...
13 he went for.
13, I'm going to say he went for 8.
I'll say 7.
0.
See, that's another... I don't get that. Look, I'm a Richard guy. I was a Richard guy in the preseason. But he's probably going to get that goal line carry. We saw it last week. So I don't think that's going to change. And so I find that odd, especially when there's six teams on a bye.
It stuns me. And one of the reasons I put that $11 bid in on Jalen Richard in this particular league, I'm facing the Marshawn Lynch owner. And I'm just like, you know what? I'd like to get him here.
Now, so you didn't put any bid on Washington?
I guess not. I didn't really want... I had no interest in DeAndre Washington. I just assumed someone would bid something on him and... I made a mistake.
The point there is always put like a keep it honest bid. If $1
put a dollar. Put a dollar. Yeah. And I didn't.
Personally, I don't look at the other team. You know that during the playoffs, I do because it's just like down to me and the other guy, and it's win or die. But
in that situation, I would want to know. Like I think I would definitely be looking to get at least one of those two backs and hope somebody else got the other one against my opponent. Because, well, like you said, I heard yesterday Corey mentioned he might have to start Devontae Booker in some leagues. Yeah. So, you know, if you're 4-3 and have that opportunity to go 5-3, that's huge right now.
I see where you're coming from, but to me it's one player and I can't control, you know, the output of the other team. I can only worry about mine, especially with all these buys. You know what would be interesting, though? If you had Jalen Richard and Sterling Shepard on the same team, Matt. How about that?
Would that be interesting? Okay.
See, I kind of miss this stuff.
Okay. Okay, so that was what Jalen Richard went for, and DeAndre Washington. And Scott, we, you know, 1,000,000% disagree about looking about your opponent and controlling and whatnot. We obviously disagree with that. I'm not going to go down that road because we've done it before.
We agree to disagree on it.
So, so I'm not going to go down that road. The highest bid of the week was in my lead was for quarterback. Makes sense. People always need quarterbacks. Derek Carr was dropped last week. The team that dropped him picked him back up, but he had to spend some money. Let's talk about it next.
Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
Hi, I'm Cameron Rupp, and you're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
So as I said, somebody dropped Derek Carr last week because he was sick of him. then he had to pick him back up this week. How much do you think he spent on Derek Carr, Matt?
I'm trying to think what's left. Say $22.
$22. Scott Angle, the king.
$33.
$33.
$25.
$21. You guys are right around the nose there. This team's good too. I believe he's 6-1, so he's feeling good. His quarterback is Andy Dalton. Now it's Andy Dalton and Derek Carr for his $21. And I feel like he doesn't have much money that left. Now he just dropped 21 on the guy he had last week. He now has $19. I thought, oh, I'm in a good spot here. I got a lot of money left compared to some other people. I'm feeling good. So $21 for him. Some other interesting bids I thought that I found in both my leagues, which was interesting to hear where waivers ran. Tyler Croft. How much did Tyler Croft went for?
$4.
Scott?
$3.
$9. I think tight end is desperate right now, so people are paying up.
He went for $8. He went for $8.
He does play the Colts this week.
Croft was a very popular target. And I was trying to say during the break, there's four tight ends that I'm considering starting this week. And I had no idea how to rank them. I know we talked a little bit about it yesterday. And that was with my man Nick O'Leary, Jack Doyle, Vernon Davis, and Ryan Griffin. I don't know what to do with those four guys. I have no idea.
I'd probably go with O'Leary.
Really? Yeah. You told me Vernon Davis yesterday.
No, just looking at the still the passing game. He's probably the number one guy, and you made some good points about him yesterday.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't.
You swayed the king.
Yeah.
You know who also went? You know who went for $6 yesterday, Corey?
Who's that?
That was Jared Cook.
Yeah.
So that was Jared Cook, and I mean,
Jared Cook's had some good weeks. He's
had some quiet weeks too. I guess you could say that about a lot of people.
But I mean, Jared's kind of like, you know, I was getting him like the 19th round of like 20 rounds.
Jared Cook is top 12 tight end of the year.
Yeah, he is.
The one thing about Cook though is it's not the numbers. It's just like whenever you stick him in the lineup, then he flames out.
See, the thing about it is, right? I feel you 100% on what you're saying, Scott. But we can't analyze it like that.
Right, we can't play like that.
Yeah, we can't play like that. That's the problem. That's a personal take. And trust me, if anybody's been through this BS with this MF-er Cook, I know about it. But the bottom line is, Son is a top 10 tight end right now.
Top 10 tight end.
I can't do it, though, if Nick O'Leary and Vernon Davis and Griffin are still out there, though.
He's having a better season.
He's having a better season than all of
them. He's having a better season. And Tyler Croft.
He's having a better season than those guys, Scott. That's the truth of the matter.
He really is.
He's in on 70%. He's in on 80% of the snaps, so he's almost playing every game.
He's had at least 5 targets in every game.
He's averaging about 5 targets a game.
More.
Yeah, about 5 targets a game. Hell, he's even averaged he's averaging 11 points a game in the PPR.
You're making all good points.
I understand.
You're making all good points, statistical points, but you know.
I despise the man.
As soon as we put him in the lineup, he'll go 2 for 14.
I know
it. Play like that.
But you can't play like that, though. We can't tell the listeners that because they may have not gone through it with Jared Cook
yet. All right, it's a personal thing. I just won't do it.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't
banned
like
from
that.
My lineup.
You don't play like that, though. When I do that, and I have this reaction with certain players, and I hate them, you go, you can't do that. You can't play like that.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't do that.
I've just been burned so many times by the guy.
I get it. He understands where I'm coming from.
We all do.
Yeah.
It's Jerry Cook.
I just feel like Nick O'Leary can be more dependable than Jerry
Cook.
He had two catches on two targets.
He hates Nick O'Leary after a week.
No, but I'm just saying.
But he was your boy. And you're buying the jersey on eBay.
Nick O'Leary didn't have 58 yards receiving on two catches.
Disaster.
He had two catches.
Two catches.
He had 58 yards receiving.
That's pretty good for two catches.
Okay. He's going to. He's going to average 29 yards a reception? I don't think so.
Yeah, all the stats.
I would rather have Jared Cook.
Yeah, all the stats are against me here. It's just Corey understands.
I mean, I think I'd rather have the other guys you mentioned too.
Ryan Griffin,
Vernon David, Ryan Griffin,
Jack Doyle.
If you look at Ryan Griffin's game log, though, is it really that impressive?
I think all the tight ends you're naming, they're all in the same spot.
Yeah, but at least he's got Deshaun Watson, who's willing to wing it up there, and he's got those other two receivers, so that opens up.
Even
a lot
with Watson, though, it's like, what has he really done?
Yeah, I mean, Scott's right.
I'm just not getting the Griffin love.
Yeah, I get
it. Are you loving any of these guys? No.
No. Listen, I guess I'll have to learn to love Jared
Cook.
The
game before the bye, he had his most targets on the year with eight targets. He's also playing in close to every snap on offense that they have. I mean, what are we doing here, though?
It's not a prime read for Watson, I feel like.
You're banking for a touchdown is what you're doing.
You're banking
with
for
all these guys.
You're banking for a touchdown. You know what I'm saying?
You're trying to go to Will Fuller or Hopkins for the touchdown.
But Ryan Griffin can be in the mix, too. It's a lot of volume in that passing game.
I know, but listen, still, the numbers haven't really been there, though.
Okay, if you look at the top 12 tight ends in fantasy right now, one of them is on the waiver wire, and it's Jared Cook.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what, though? You guys are right, and I'll remember my kicker conversation about how you can't overlook kickers. You have to know who's doing well. You know, you got to be aware that Jared Cook is doing well. You guys point out all the good stats.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, if you go back to the preseason, there was a lot of talk how him and Carr had a really good chemistry. I personally wasn't on Cook. My partner Andy Saxton really liked him, so he was a guy we drafted very late as a backup tight end.
That's why Andy Saxton is Andy Saxton. He knows when to get back on the Jared Cook train.
I think Andy Saxton lost to BFFs this week.
You're not having a good season, but you're taking down the big names.
Yeah, man.
He's currently leading the NFFC Classic.
Wait a minute. Did you hear what Scott just said?
What?
You're not having a good season. You're taking down the big names. The BFF has two wins on the year. We beat Andy Saxton this week. Do you know who else we beat?
Scott.
Scott's calling himself a big name.
I like nothing new about that.
He just tried to like sweep that right under the rug. Okay. Other guys.
Go ahead. No, I'm listening.
So you had some of these similar wide receivers go for similar prices. So Juju Smith-Schuster went for $5.
Juju on that beat.
In a league. He was...
I'm surprised he didn't go for a little bit more.
Diagnosed with a concussion yesterday. Not sure that has an effect on anything, but Juju has a concussion. Paul Richardson, who's been on and off my team a bunch of times, he went for $5 as well. Alex Collins, another former Seahawk there, he went for $4. I kind of wanted him for a zero. I put like a $0 bid on Alex Collins.
Yeah.
I thought that would be nice.
Just in case. Yeah.
And then you had Tyrell Williams, an interesting name. I'm telling people to drop Tyrell Williams everywhere. He went for $3. I don't know why people are buying
because he's playing facing New England this week.
Yeah, Tyrell Williams should have been cut.
Yeah, and I think
I don't want him no matter what the matchup is.
I'll tell you this. The team that actually picked up Tyrell Williams was a team that previously dropped him. So I guess they're kind of keeping an eye out on him. And he actually dropped the player that he picked up last week for Tyrell Williams. I know it's a little confusing there. In Eric Decker. So he picked up Eric Decker for Tyrell Williams last week, drops Eric Decker for Tyrell Williams.
Look, that happens.
Week.
You know, I've done it myself. I think a lot of us have done it. It's... You know, one week, you know, you just don't have room for the guy. And maybe, you know, look, somebody has to go, and this guy's going to be it. But then he has a good game, and you get him back.
As I said, I spent $1 on Tyler Lockett. I figured if everyone's going back to Jared Cook.
What the hell are you?
Everyone's going back to Jared Cook. Why not go back to Tyler Lockett?
I just don't think it's happening. He's a better NFL player than he is a fantasy player.
Tyler Lockett on a tight end. He's a wide receiver.
The prime read are obviously Baldwin, Graham, and then Richardson. It's just like, you know, they throw to Lockett here and there when it's situational and it makes sense. But, you know, he's not a thing in fantasy.
Bryce Butler going to make a play this week. I'd rather have him than Tyler Lockett.
I just felt like Lockett was, like, involved when I was watching that game.
Cowboys are a point favorite at Washington.
Bryce Butler should be doing something, but I wouldn't be sure. That's not a bad call. It's like he really hasn't done much all season, but this would be the week. you know, he's out playing Terrence Williams, so I can see it.
He's a better NFL player than he is a fantasy asset. Yeah. And that's why I feel like he'll get in
there. He's a good situational
guy. That's why he'll
guy.
Score this week, because it's a big game.
Scott, how'd you feel when Russell Wilson overthrew Doug Baldwin when he was like 10 feet wide open?
Look, that happens with a quarterback sometimes. Anybody, like, sometimes you overshoot a guy, but, you know, it's a, you know, thankfully, you know, Baldwin got a nice touchdown later on, 22-yarder.
They saw each other this weekend.
I heard outside. Yeah.
They saw each other this weekend. It was a reunion of sorts. They looked into each other's eyes.
Much like I do with you, honey.
Kind of wrapping
still
up
my first.
Wrapping up a conversation in regards to tight ends. We named all these crap tight ends just a moment ago. Would anyone pick up Greg Olsen?
Oh, that's a good idea. I think
you
Greg
mentioned
Olsen,
that yesterday, Corey.
Yeah, Greg Olsen, and I looked into it last night. If I'm not mistaken, Greg Olsen might be practicing this week.
So he's eligible to come off PUP on week 12. So you wouldn't have him for weeks 8, 9, 10, 11. You will not have him the next 4 weeks, guaranteed. You are burning a bench spot.
Yeah, that's what I don't know.
So he can practice, but he can't come off the PUP.
He can't practice this week. He can practice next week.
He's not eligible to come back till week 12, yeah, like you're saying.
So he can practice for 3 weeks, and then he's eligible to come off on week 12. Are you going to burn a bench spot for next month?
I like the idea. I just think with the six teams on the bye this week and next week, it's extremely difficult. Week 10 is a few more byes. I know Kansas City
week
and
11
Philadelphia. But week 11, I don't think it's as bad because Miami and Tampa are no longer
right. Right. So,
but I think that's a little too difficult. I mean, look, if you have an IR, I'm sure he's on there already.
Yes, of course.
But if you can afford it, if you're 6-1,
yeah. If you got the record real estate and the roster real estate to do it, I would go ahead and do it on a couple of teams that I got. I'm gonna look through it now, and if he's on some of these waiver wise on teams where I have the roster real estate, then yeah, I would put a dollar on him right now, and then maybe I can get him. Maybe I could throw him in there for the playoffs.
But this isn't like the Cowboys running back situation. You're talking about maybe a top 4 or 5 tight end for your fantasy playoffs here.
But here's the problem. If you pick him up now, and then you need the roster spot, everybody in your league is now available, is now aware of what's going on.
You're not, yeah.
If you make the move now, you can't drop him next week. You need the spot.
Yeah, because
you have to keep him. Everybody's going to be aware that he's out there.
Look, you got to make a sacrifice, and somebody else will have to go.
So you're making the move.
I'm in favor of it. Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's tough.
Okay, I think it's a very tough decision as well. Would you do the same thing for Corey Coleman?
No.
That situation is crazy.
Corey Coleman's not even top 40, so.
All right. Take a break. We'll be back right after this on the Roto Experts.
If you're playing daily fantasy basketball on DraftKings or FanDuel this NBA season, you need to sign up for Daily Roto. Built by a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. Better yet, you can save 10% off using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium to learn more about their product.
During the break, I made the move. I picked up Greg Olsen. And I figured, here's my logic in doing so. I dropped an injured player this week. I picked up Tyler Lockett, and then I dropped Tyler Lockett for Greg Olsen. So let's just pretend I didn't pick up Tyler Lockett, right? Let's pretend that didn't happen. So instead, I picked up Greg Olsen, an injured player, and I dropped an injured player. Guys, this was the moment. I picked up Greg Olsen, and I dropped Andrew Luck.
Here you go.
Can I get some twice in a 6 o'clock hour?
Yeah, game ball. Game ball.
Thank you so much.
How about a game ball?
Get some pen in your hand.
How'd it go? Was there a ceremony?
That was the ceremony.
That was the ceremony
just
now.
We just did it.
Oh, how do you feel? Are you liberated?
I feel amazing.
I feel like we should have burned the jersey, killed the chicken.
You had a press conference or something, you know.
Yeah.
You feel like you took your bra off?
I don't wear a bra.
Okay. Some, if you did, it would probably be that same type of relief.
Yes. Uh-huh. Exactly. Yeah. Dropping Andrew
How
Lux,
would you know
like,
that?
Dropping Andrew Lux like dropping your bra.
Yeah.
There you go.
You're unhinged.
Yeah. But I do find
it was a big albatross, like a 36D.
I do find it funny though that I dropped him to ultimately pick up another injured guy. I think that's hysterical to
me.
Yeah,
that is kind of funny.
But you know, Greg. But like, I have a quarterback, and his name's Kirk Cousins. I don't have a tight end. His name's Nick O'Leary. So, you know, I will stick to my injured players, and I'll go with Greg Olsen. I did propose a trade in this league to a team. I offered them T.Y. Hilton and my man Jack Doyle. I offered those guys for your boy CMC. Probably won't accept that, but I'll try.
Likely not. But they throw it out there.
T.Y. Hilton's name.
What can you do?
It's a name. You never know. Okay, here's some other notes.
I don't want to drop Greg Zuerlein.
I've heard that, and I've also heard people, I don't want to drop Ryan Succop.
I
had the same thing in my Staten Island Home League. My partner's like, I don't want to drop the Jags defense, which that was not going to happen. But he's like, I don't want to drop Greg Zuerlein. So I was like, if you don't want to do that, we got to drop. We have to drop Orleans Darkwar. And who was the receiver? Oh, and John Brown.
In order for me to hold on to Greg Zuerlein, I'm going to have to cut Nick O'Leary.
He could do that. Here's the thing, we were talking about this with kickers and defenses. There's a few at each position. In defenses, maybe three, four, where you don't want to get rid of them, like Seattle, Denver, Jacksonville, maybe Minnesota. With kickers, guys like Succop and Zuerlein, you know,
Elliot.
And Elliot, definitely,
Butker.
He's the best. And Butker, too. We were talking about him yesterday.
Yeah.
I know Corey loves him. But, but, you know, you have to be aware of who the top guys are. You know, these positions are considered interchangeable, but a few of them, a handful of them, are not interchangeable.
Yes, and I agree with that fact very, very much, Scotty. And you saw a bunch of kickers, and I feel like a bunch of people caught on to that. You saw a lot of Kai Forbath picked up this week. You saw a lot of butt kicker. I'm just going to keep calling butt kicker. I think it's better. A lot of butt kicker picked up this week as well. Now, two more guys went on the waiver wire in a different league. In this league, I actually acquired Jalen Richard for my $11. I'm like, all right, that's cool. The next highest bid on Richard was $7. So, whatever.
I love that pickup.
$11. Whatever. Whatever.
I think even with Lynch in there, he should see at least 10, 12. I think 12 to 15. But, I mean, you see what this guy can do in the open field.
So then you get to your boy, Kenny Stills. I know you talked a lot about Kenny Stills on The Frenzy yesterday. Jake didn't even want to answer your question to start the show.
What else is new?
Yeah.
I did hear that part.
Well, Jake said he answered him already.
Would you pick him up if Devontae Parker started?
Well, we have new listeners every day. You know, who knows if they were listening on Friday when Jake said that.
Jake, Corey asked the question correctly. Jake thought he was asking the same question.
Jake, you know Jake can be an asshole. You know what I'm saying?
So let me get to Jared, to Kenny Stills. Yeah. How much
producers file that sound clip and play at 11:30, please?
How much do you think Kenny Stills went for?
Kenny Stills went for $18.
Scott.
$24.
Coming off that week, I would go $22.
Kenny Stills went for $7.
I mean, your league is wild.
$7. There were six other bids on it. One other person bid $7, lost the bid in a tiebreaker. $7. He went for $2 less than Robbie Anderson went for. Someone bid $9 on Rob Anderson. Very interesting.
Jet fan?
No. Was not a Jet fan.
I can't comprehend why you would bid more for Anderson than you would for Stills.
I don't know. It's very strange.
Because a person bidding for Anderson probably should have put in more for Stills, I would think.
So here's an interesting one. O.J. Howard. How much do you think he went for after his big game? Scotty.
12.
6.
9.
$4. Nobody overspent there.
Good. Solid job by the league.
How about this? In a league, in my Nick O'Leary, Jack Doyle league, O.J. Howard was not bid on at all. He's a free agent.
Well,
people don't trust the production.
It's one game, you know, and I guess they saw, you know, it was a broken play on the second touchdown. They want to see more.
Kenny Stills, just so as we're talking about, he went for $4 in my Staten Island League.
There you go. See, that's where the mainstream is, gentlemen. $7, $4.
What can $4 buy on Staten Island? I can't even buy
$4 can't buy $5. What's that from, Scott? $4 can't buy $5.
What if
Saturday
I
Night Fever.
What if I added OJ Howard into this mix with the other guys? Would you rather OJ Howard than
Davis, Ryan Griffin? Then maybe somebody of these other guys. We see the potential. Look, it is a roll of the dice. Scott loves to say boomer bust kind of play, but the talent's there. Teams are trying to take out Cameron Brate. You can't take out both of them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like Corey heard like a rumor about Brate getting traded, but you know
we didn't say that on the air for sure.
Yeah, he did.
I didn't say the particulars.
Yeah, okay.
I said there was a rumor that he might be moved.
And I said I don't understand because it gives strategically and schematically the Buccaneers a big advantage to roll both of those guys out on defense. It overloads and challenges the defense even more.
And look, Deshaun Jackson, as far as NFL, forget fantasy for a second. NFL-wise, what he does to the passing game and opens up that vertically, he helps everybody out. I mean, not that Mike Evans ever needed help, but it just helps the tight ends. It helps him. You put a guy like Humphreys in there.
Schematically, everything is built perfectly right now for the Buccaneers in the passing game, and I couldn't see the messing with it. You got the big number one target in Mike Evans. You have the downfield threat, who's a perfect complement. I always love teams. Oh, when I watch football, I have a big guy and then a speed guy on the other side. I don't think enough NFL teams do it. And then they have the two unique tight ends. It really puts a lot of pressure on a defense.
Would you rather own O.J. Howard or Vernon Davis? Two teams that this guy is the second tight end on the team.
I'm going to go with Davis.
I think you got to like a little bit more with Davis being involved. But Howard has such tremendous upside. You feel what I'm saying?
Correct.
I mean, it's not an accident that he's scoring, like when he scores that he's wide open. That's not because it's blown coverage. I mean, sometimes
that one was a blown coverage.
Sometimes he just be that open because the people can't cover him.
I really want to say Howard, but I might have to say Vernon Davis, just because as I was talking earlier, it's a different kind of passing game. It's going to the tight end and Chris Thompson. That's become the majority of their passes are going.
You guys, it's very interesting. You guys all had the same answer there, basically. You're just like, I want to say O.J. Howard because he's so talented and he's a rookie and he's going to be better. But
somebody,
I think I have to
somebody
say Vernon
tweeted
Davis.
Out that Vernon Davis runs like he's waiting to get tackled.
Yeah.
It's pretty fun. But he's wide open. And, like, you know, he's getting these 70. And look, I heard you guys mention, I think it was like 5 targets is the most he's seen in a game.
Yeah.
So it's not there, but I mean, Jordan Reed is just not going to stay healthy. That's number one.
No.
And Kirk Cousins likes throwing to the tight end, like most quarterbacks do. So look, I mean, I would say maybe Davis. I mean, if I'm looking long term, maybe to place Howard for the rest of the season, because the talent's there. Like Corey said, future Hall of Famer. This guy is, look, he is a special talent. The problem is, he's a really good blocker, and that's one of the things he did senior year, is really improve on that blocking. Cameron Brate can't block.
Right.
Yeah, he's more of a pass catcher, but you make a good point about Davis, which makes me like him for the long term. Jordan Reed doesn't stay healthy,
sure.
But Vernon Davis steps up big time.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Vernon Davis is awesome when Jordan Reed's not in there.
Yeah.
This is such a tough decision, and tight end is just such a crapshoot here.
Yeah, I tell you one thing next year. I will not take a tight end to, like, you know.
They're all the
double
same.
Digits. I will not even think about it.
Not even Zach Ertz.
Oh, yeah, but you know what? I'd rather have Zach going forward. You'd rather have Zach Ertz and Rob Gronkowski.
Not even a question.
Yeah.
Okay. Not even a question.
How crazy is this? Eagles, Redskins, and Cowboys have 0 100-yard games from the tight end wide receiver position. Chris Thompson has 2 100-yard games.
Yeah, and every week except for one, he's either got a touchdown or a 100-yard game.
Yeah, yesterday we pointed out Chris Thompson, just how consistent he has been.
But how great have these, like, you know, NFC East quarterbacks been? And not one.
And they're spreading
receiver.
It around. That's
We're
why.
Trying, yeah.
Because they're not locked into a number one wide receiver. They're kind of just, hit the open man and keep the offense pushing.
And just to chime in from yesterday, even though the stats aren't there, the numbers aren't there, I would have to take Alshon Jeffrey rest of the season over Nelson Aguilar.
Ty, you really were listening yesterday.
I was driving home. You know?
There you go. There you go. Listen to the Roto Experts on demand wherever you download your podcast. You can listen to the Roto Experts. I'm sure that sounds. Yeah, I'm going to have to talk to you guys during the break. I know people don't want to hear about my crap anymore, but these tight ends.
Listen to some of my stuff.
Yeah, we do it. We do it regularly. So. So,
sorry.
It's okay. We'll do that during the break. A couple of other things I did want to get to, though. Devontae Parker got that limited practice in yesterday. We have no idea what that means. Hopefully, we'll get an update today.
I feel like it was a Sunday game. He's got a shot, but not feeling good about Thursday.
Well, it wasn't like he got injured on Sunday, Scott. He's already been out for 2 weeks.
No, but I'm saying I think he'd have more time to heal for a Sunday game.
Yeah.
I just feel like with the shorter week, it makes it more of a game-time decision.
All right, fair enough. And we talked about Dan Bailey yesterday, and I said they're going to sign Mike Nugent, and then they did.
Yep.
Mike Nugent, now the new kickers for the Cowboys. We'll come back. I'm going to give you a point about Sterling Shepard, and we'll move on. It's Roto Experts, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Hello, friends. If you want to win at fantasy sports, wouldn't you listen to people who have already won at fantasy sports? I'm here to tell you about DailyRoto.com. Don't be intimidated by the DraftKings and FanDuel sharks, even the fantasy draft sharks. The guys at DailyRoto.com have not only won $1 million amongst one of the writers, but they've created 3 others. That's 4 people who have won millionaire contests from this content alone. Don't be fooled by screenshots talking about $25,000 winners from other places. Go to DailyRoto.com, where they have a proven track record of creating millionaires. DailyRoto.com. Tell them Greg Sussman sent you.
So, as I said going to break, there was one Sterling Shepard note I wanted to give you. And that was, a lot of people expected him to return this Sunday. And then it was a surprising act. And we're like, all right, the Giants are being smart about this. They're giving him an extra week here, which is really 2 weeks because of the bye week. And then he was asked yesterday, will you be back after the bye? He's like, yeah, I want to be back after the bye. But.
I always loved that but.
I tweaked my ankle in practice over the week. On Thursday, swelled up Friday. Could not go Sunday. But yeah, I'm going to be fine in 2 weeks. And maybe he will, right? If it's a sprained ankle, he should be fine. If it's a low ankle sprain, he should be fine in 2 weeks. But this is, Matt, a chronic issue now with Sterling Shepard, spraining his ankle 3 different times.
Yeah, and like you said, you're holding him on this bye week. Look, he should be the number one target. Him and Ingram should co-share that. But he's also going to face the top cornerbacks going forward. And the Giants really can't pass the ball. Besides going to Ingram, that seems like their only option.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
I would like to have him.
Yeah, no, I would like to have him. But, I mean, how confident... It's a lot different when Shepard has Beckham in the game.
Yeah.
So, that's my
Give us some Sterling Shepard either or, Greg. Mr. Sussman.
Oh, I was not prepared for this.
You know, I heard a very interesting stat about the Giants, Corey. In the last 17 years.
Is that the stat you heard?
In the last 17 years, the only time that they've won playoff games is the 2 years that they won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's just very interesting.
It's more luck than anything.
It doesn't take luck to win a Super Bowl.
I saw some of those plays.
Not all luck.
Yeah, I
saw some
catch.
Of those plays.
Not all luck.
I would the Miles Austin overthrow would have ended their season. Victor Cruz play with the Jet cornerback slip. Victor Cruz jumped over him. That changed the course of
Miles
that game.
Miles Austin thing is the thing they didn't execute, period. Dallas did not deserve
to win. I'm talking about the regular season game. Not the playoff game. The regular season game would have ended their season that year. So they had a lot of lucky bounces.
You have to have
years.
Some luck, but it's not pure luck.
They had
Eli Manning, especially in 2007, had a great playoff run.
Yeah, he did, and it's not.
It's over now.
You know who has bad luck?
That was 10 years ago.
The Cowboys. They have very bad luck, I guess, over the last 20 years.
They have
very bad luck.
They have
very bad luck. Yeah. couple of other notes here from yesterday. As I said, Juju Smith-Schuster has a concussion, and Martavis Bryant continues to feud with the Steelers. Corey, how does this end up?
It ends up with Martavis Bryant just being a donut for the rest of the year. He's gonna cry and complain. They're not gonna satisfy him.
Yeah.
They're not gonna trade him. They're gonna continue to limit his snaps. They're gonna continue to limit his targets. He's gonna continue to complain, and then they'll figure it out in the offseason. In my opinion, they're phasing him out the offense because they don't want to pay him.
Yeah.
But you don't have to do that to not pay him. You can just tell him, look at your record. So now we're not going to pay you.
Sure.
But they're phasing him out the offense so they can lower his sack.
Yeah,
so,
don't they want to win football games,
They're
though?
Winning football games without him.
You know, but I'm saying, Martavis Bryant gives you if you use him properly, gives you an even better opportunity to win your football
game. Maybe
games.
They feel it doesn't.
I don't know if an NFL team would actually think like that.
What do you mean?
The Saints did it with Mark Ingram last year, and Mark Ingram was complaining about it verbally.
And they traded away Brandon Cooks because they didn't want to deal with him.
Yeah, exactly. These teams don't want you to get that. They don't want to pay you. Look at what we thought that the Dolphins were going to do with Jarvis Landry. They're not. They use him more than
ever.
I think the problem in Pittsburgh is Ben's inability to throw the deep ball or overshooting, missing. That's really been a factor.
That's a good point. He did look for him early in the year, yeah.
He's very talented. Look, is he a head case? Is he got that problems? Yeah. But, I mean, look, if I'm Pittsburgh, I'm looking big picture. I'm looking come to playoffs. You got to face the Patriots. Granted, they have no defense, but you're going to have to beat them. You're going to have to put up points.
I'll say this. Jacoby Brissett and Blake Bortles are both averaging more points per week than Ben Roethlisberger in fantasy football.
And Blake barely throw it.
Correct. Take a break. We'll be back. Hour number two. Coming your way. Next.